episode 31 of the Digital Marketing Creators Podcast. And today we're going to talk about why I'm going all in on YouTube Shorts. Stay tuned. Welcome to the Digital Marketing Creators Podcast, where we help creators and entrepreneurs just like you magnify your brand message through digital marketing tips and strategies. And now your host, Andre Vaughn. Your personal brand is so important, and everyone should have an online presence leading the way for their personal brand. There are so many creators and entrepreneurs who want to grow by generating more leads and sales for their products and services. Right now, for a limited amount of people, we're offering personal brand coaching for creators and entrepreneurs, also consulting for anyone with an organization, but you have to apply at digitalmarketingcreators.com/apply. I'm going to tell you right now, hey, this isn't for everyone or every organization, but it's for someone. Coaching and consulting, apply right now so that we can see if you are a good fit at digitalmarketingcreators.com/apply. That's digitalmarketingcreators.com/apply. Let's see if we can help you with your personal brand or help your business generate more leads and sales. Short form content is a real thing right now with interest-based platforms like TikTok. Or interest-based algorithms like TikToks. Everybody's trying to mimic that platform really because of the reach that it gives. And who else but YouTube is trying the same thing with their YouTube Shorts? I am going all in on YouTube Shorts. And the reason for that, I've written down a few things that I'm going to talk to you about. The algorithm is favoring creators right now in YouTube Shorts. And you've probably heard me say this before, but it has to do with the supply and the demand for content. So anytime when a new platform or a new function of a particular platform, let's just call YouTube Shorts a new platform. Or is it fair to call YouTube Shorts is a new functionality of the YouTube platform. We'll say it like that. And anytime that they're rolling something new out, they want content for it. And so when they want content for it, they just open up the algorithm. So they open up the reach. So your organic content can be seen by a whole lot of different people if implement the right things for that platform. And what I mean by that is you have to do everything to a T. And how you do that is watch successful people or people that's successful that's already on that platform, that's doing well on that platform. See what they're doing. See how they're doing. Be very, very meticulous about it. And the reason I say that is because they're being very, very meticulous about creating content on that platform. So hone in on exactly what they're doing and how they're doing it, how they're creating the content on that particular platform. I haven't spoken a whole lot about algorithms, but I'm going to run by a few definitions. A process or set of rules to be followed in calculations or other problem-solving operations, especially by a computer. That's one definition. Actually, if you look up algorithm, that's from, I guess, the Google Dictionary or something. And what is an algorithm in simple terms? An algorithm is a procedure used for solving a problem or performing a computation. And that's what happens in social media when it comes to organic content. That's what's finding, the algorithm is finding the people that you're trying to reach. That's one of the functions of what an algorithm is doing. And with the YouTube algorithm right now, with the YouTube Shorts algorithm, it's favoring creators. I have a couple other things also. The algorithm, it's really like five things that the algorithm is looking for A few of them you control, a few of them you don't. The viewer search history on YouTube is definitely one of the five things that the YouTube Shorts algorithm is looking at. The other is your viewers' watch history. They're looking at their watch history. That's how they can tell what videos they've been watching. That's how they can tell what content to put in front of the viewer by their viewer history. Also, the third thing I have written down is the amount of watch time you receive. So the amount of watch time you receive, they're tracking what's being watched by that particular viewer, how long they're watching a certain type of content. The fourth thing that I have written down is your click-through rate. And your click-through rate is going to be determined by two things. It's going to be determined by the title of that content on YouTube, and it's going to be determined by something none other than the thumbnail on a YouTube video. So that's going to be that's how people will select your content. It has to be something, it has to be a catchy title or something in the thumbnail that makes them want to click. And that determines the click-through rate. The other thing that the algorithm is paying attention to, the algorithm is concerned about, this is the fifth and last thing, is concerned about whether or not you are creating a binge session. If you're creating a binge session, in other words, do you have other videos or other related videos to that particular content? Are you keeping people on the platform? That's the YouTube algorithm, whether it's shorts or whether it's their long form algorithm. It's really the same thing. Those five things that I just named, your viewers' search history, your viewers' watch history, the amount of time your viewers receive, your click-through rate, and if you are creating a binge session, are you keeping people on the platform? So if you are referring other videos that's on the YouTube platform, are you referring any of your other videos on the YouTube platform? That's what I mean by a binge session. Are they binging your content? Kind of like the Netflix effect. That's why Netflix is so popular, because the content that they recommend and keep in front of people, they almost have an interest-based algorithm as well within Netflix. Quick break in the episode. I want to talk about a resource page that I put together with a lot of helpful things on there. Something much different than the show notes. So it has things such as our ebooks and audiobooks, a whole bunch of other resources with affiliate links and things like that. So make sure you check that out at digitalmarketingcreators.com/resources. digitalmarketingcreators.com/resources. Check it out. Back to the show. But you're probably going to see more and more interest-based algorithms like TikTok. It's a little different than social media is changing. It's a little different than what it was, you know, when all these first came out 10, 15 or so years ago, when all these different social media platforms came out. Also, it's still a search and recommendation based platform. Also, YouTube, people are still searching for content on YouTube. It's the second largest search platform in the world behind Google. You know, it's owned by Google also, and it's a recommendation based platform also, where it recommends you, like I said previously, other similar videos. And I talked about supply and demand. The supply is lesser and the demand is greater for short form content. YouTube Shorts, it's great. It's I can't say it's like TikTok. It's different. All these platforms, they're different, but they're similar. The last thing I want to talk about is how your content on YouTube and your content on TikTok, it shouldn't be 100% the same, because it's not gonna play well on both platforms. So if you upload every ounce of a video from TikTok, like if you download your video from TikTok and upload it straight to YouTube Shorts, YouTube's probably gonna reject that, and vice versa. TikTok is probably going to reject that also, because they're going to know that you downloaded it from the other platform. Like TikTok has the their symbol on there, and I believe YouTube has that also, but I definitely know TikTok does. Make sure you have a more, if you're making content for YouTube, or if you're, even if you're recording a similar video, make sure you don't say things if you're uploading YouTube. You don't say things like, you know, follow me on TikTok, you know, or follow me here on TikTok, or don't even mention TikTok, and vice versa. If you're uploading videos on TikTok from your, you know, YouTube videos on TikTok, same things apply. The content is going to be a little different on both of these platforms. Real quick, on YouTube, one thing I notice about YouTube Shorts is there's people that get in a whole lot of views when they do things such as they're making their videos all the same length. I'm seeing a lot of that. I'm also seeing a lot of emojis in titles. I'm seeing emojis in content on YouTube. I don't see that as much. I see it in the content on TikTok, but I don't see like the emojis in the title on TikTok. So like I said, it's different. There's different things you can do, green screens and so many other different things. Some people are not recording within these platforms. Some people are using other, what's the word I'm trying to use? They have other software platforms that they're uploading to instead of doing it on like YouTube or on like TikTok. So they're using things such as like CapCut, which is an app that actually is an app that's owned by ByteDance, which is the parent company of TikTok. Just have to, you know, just watch the people that's, if you want to really learn and you're at the very, very beginner, you want to watch people that's making the same kind of content that you're making that's successful. You know, watch them to a T, watch everything that they do, and they're going to show you. Or you can search, you can do a search, you know, either on your particular niche and see what people are doing. That's the best way to do it. I'll be sending different reports. I'm sure I'll do more episodes on like TikTok and YouTube Shorts, not just giving you information, but kind of giving personal information, how I'm doing on there, what am I doing, and why was this successful for me, so on and so forth. Why was this bad for me? You know, so I'll definitely leave some updates in the upcoming episodes. Are you guys making YouTube Shorts? Make sure you leave. You can leave a comment in our private Facebook group, and that's at digitalmarketingcreators.com/group. And check out our show notes, episode 31. So that'll be digitalmarketingcreators.com/episode 31. Hope you guys understood the big opportunity that's YouTube Shorts. I'm going all in. We'll see you in the next episode. Thank you and enjoy. As a creator or entrepreneur, you have so many things coming your way in terms of online marketing, digital marketing, and it can be so confusing, but we broke it down in this free mini course that we have. It's called the 5-Day Digital Marketing Mini Course, and you can get that at digitalmarketingcreators.com/free-mini-course, or anywhere on that website, you should see something where you can sign up for that free course. And it's not a long course either. It's a real short course, and you know, we didn't want to take up a lot of your time when we put it together, but it kind of guides you through different aspects of digital marketing, and we try to keep it condensed for you. So check that out at digitalmarketingcreators.com/free-mini-course. Thanks for listening to the Digital Marketing Creators Podcast at www.digitalmarketingcreators.com.